Welcome to another edition of Messages with Meaning, brought to you by Your Five for Today. I'm Peter Francis. Knowing God is the greatest invitation a human being can receive. Not knowing about Him, facts, stories, doctrines, but knowing Him the way we know a friend, by spending time together, recognizing His voice and trusting His heart. The Bible never presents God as distant or unreachable. From the very beginning, He walked with Adam in the cool of the day. Jesus called His disciples friends, and the Holy Spirit now lives within every believer, whispering truth, comfort, and direction. Moses was a man who didn't just know about God, he knew Him. Not from a distance, not through second-hand stories, but personally. Picture him in Exodus chapter 33. The people of Israel are restless below, but Moses climbs the mountain, not for escape, not for glory, but for God. When he reaches that place of meeting, he prays a bold, simple prayer. Show me your ways, that I may know you. That's the heartbeat of someone who truly knows God. Not asking for blessings, not asking for success, but asking for God Himself. And God answers. He says, "My presence will go with you." Not an angel, not a sign, His presence. The Apostle Paul expressed it simply. I want to know Christ. Not I want to achieve more, or I want to understand everything, but I want to know Him. That longing is planted in every heart God has made. But how do we know God? The answer is so simple. We know Him through His Word, where His character is revealed, faithful, patient, holy, compassionate. We know Him through prayer, not as a ritual, but as a conversation. We know Him through obedience, because every step of trust opens a new window into His heart. And we know Him through His presence, the quiet assurance that He is near even when life feels loud. Sometimes we think knowing God requires dramatic moments, miracles, visions, mountaintop experiences. But most of the time, it happens in the ordinary, in the scripture that speaks exactly when we need it, in the peace that settles when we pray, in the gentle conviction that redirects our steps, in the kindness of a friend who reflects His love. Knowing God is not a destination, it's a relationship. It grows, it deepens, it changes us. And here's the most beautiful truth. God wants to be known. He isn't hiding, He isn't distant, He isn't waiting for us to get everything right. He simply says, "Seek me, and you will find me." Today, let your heart whisper a simple prayer. Lord, I want to know you. He hears it, and He answers. In 1883, an American evangelist wrote this amazing hymn, which still resonates with us today. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me He hath made known, nor why, unworthy, Christ in love, redeem me for His own. I know not how this saving faith to me He did impart, nor how believing in His word wrought peace within my heart. I know not how the Spirit moves, convicting men of sin, revealing Jesus through the word, creating faith in Him. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. To hear more messages with meaning, either dial 015-542-53542 or visit our website on your542day.com.